It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Okay, honey, yes, it is tea time. Let's get to Halsey, who will be performing this weekend on SNL.
I'll be performing You Should Be Sad, which is my
beautiful
country hoedown kind of song. Yeah, and then I'll be doing another song. And I'll be playing guitar, and the whole thing's going to be live, and I've never done a TV performance like that before, so it's going to be very special.
I don't think I've ever seen Halsey play guitar.
I'm whipping it out.
Yes, she is.
Can we save that? Yeah.
Hey. I can't wait for that. I think she's going to sound amazing live. That'll be her first time. That's really cool. And I love this. She did some lyrics with a New Jersey accent to Graveyard.
All my songs sound hilarious in a Jersey accent. Like, Graveyard is... Oh, because I keep digging myself down deeper. I won't stop till I get where you are. I keep running when both my feet hurt. I won't stop till I get where you are.
She reminds me of that character from Orange is the New Black that's
right?
It's from there. It's so funny.
Is that accurate, Pork Chop? Because he's from New Jersey, would you say?
Yeah, that's kind of accurate. I mean, like, in New Jersey, the AU sound... Like, for instance, you don't say autumn, you say autumn.
Autumn.
You don't say call, you say call. You don't say office.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. I like to play in the autumn.
Me and my boys play Call of Duty.
I think I got this.
You don't say sauce, you say sauce.
Sauce.
It passes sauce. Oh, you got the sauce on my Xbox controller.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Good job.
Mamma mia. Oh, man, where's the meatballs?
We got this. Yeah.
Send me to Jersey. Let's do the show from there.
Oh, the Joe Bros gearing up for a big Grammy weekend. And here they're kind of giving us a little tease of their performance.
We have a very special performance lined up. We don't want to give anything away, but we're playing the new song that just came out. And then we're doing something else, which I don't think anyone's going to expect.
Oh,
tease.
That is a nice tease.
Oh, yes. So I can't wait to watch them this Sunday night. The Grammys are going down in Los Angeles. And they were also talking about how they feel so good to be reunited. And they love when Kevin has more babies because they gain fans. So that's, you know, one way to do it for sure. Ooh, this is very, very juicy. Has anyone seen John Tucker Must Die?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it, no.
Oh my gosh, that's one of my favorite movies.
Yes,
of all
okay,
time.
Jesse Metcalf. He was also like in Desperate Housewives. He's in a lot of things. He's a very, very attractive actor. He was busted. He was seen hugging not one, but two and other women. One was like a model, cozy, canoodling, almost making out outside a restaurant. Another one, he was leaning up against a car, making out with. The problem, he is engaged. Okay, so this just broke. The paparazzi pretty much just outed him. And here he is with his fiance, Kara Santana, a little earlier.
Jesse never has bad breath. It's so annoying.
Really?
Ever.
I bet I do right now.
Nope.
Well, you know why? It's because he's got to make sure that breath is clean when he's making out with other people.
The paparazzi snapped him with a model named Livia and then an actress the same day. And he was in the same clothes, an actress named Jade. And so his fiance, as you can imagine, has given him his walking papers. She has dumped him. Now, his fiance is best friends with Olivia Culpo. So she is also taking to social media saying, cheater, cheater, shame on you. And this dude is done.
Well, good luck finding a guy with good breath. He's going to let him walk away just because he made out with a few random people.
Jessica Simpson. Whoa, she is just coming out with it. She has a new memoir, and in it, she is spilling all the details about her divorce with Nick Lachey and John Mayer, big breakup details. Now, she was famous, you know, for singing, but of course, Newlywed was everything on MTV, and here's the famous scene of she and Nick Lachey.
Is this chicken what I have, or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken. By the sea. That's stupid. What? Don't make fun of me right now. I'm not in the mood.
You act like you've never had tuna before.
So wow. I almost forgot about that moment.
Yes. And then she also goes on to talk about John Mayer when they dated. And she said she relied on pills pretty much and alcohol the entire time. And then he went and gave this racy interview about how her body, she was like sexual napalm. And here's her talking about that.
I was so disappointed in him. It made me so sad. And it was really discouraging because that's not the John that I knew.
Also in the new book, she reveals that she was sexually abused as a child, and that's why she turned to substance abuse later that nearly killed her. So she's never been public about any of this, but now, of course, she has her new memoir coming out. It's called Open Book. It'll be released February 4th, and also she'll be releasing 6 new songs telling her story.
Ooh, I look forward to some new music. You know what? We should have like a Song of the Day category one day where all it is Jessica Simpson songs. Okay, I don't know if there's that many, but I still like her music.
You know what was really sad, too? She said she took diet pills for over 20 years after Tommy Mottola, who was infamously married to Mariah Carey, said she was super fat, needed to lose weight.
Oh, you hear this all the time with like young, up-and-coming, especially women. They're like, you know, you could really get there if you lost 5 or 10 pounds. And the fact that she did that for 20 years, the damage that had to have done.
Yeah.
Well, so much pressure.
Jeez, that sucks.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
All right, I need you guys to wake up. I want to expand your mind here. I'm going to do a little geography quiz, okay? It's going to be Mackenzie versus Porkchop versus Liv. And if you're in your car, heading to work or school, whatever you're doing, you can play along too.
When you said expand our minds, I really thought we were going down another kind of hole.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm here for it.
All right, it's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.